Dr. Edgars sat down across the desk from us. She was an elegant woman, almost regal. Her gray hair was pulled back into a severe bun, but the skin around her eyes and mouth was unwrinkled. The quintessential silver vixen. Was she even in her 50s? Maybe she was closer to our age, mid-40s. Prematurely gray. It happened to the best of us. When she spoke, all the idle thoughts I'd entertained about her age got bounced out of my head, like overzealous drunks at a strip club. Her voice was smooth and accent-free, like a news broadcaster's, as she delivered the verdict. I've carefully reviewed your answers on the intake paperwork, as well as the statements you've made over the past 6 months, and I do believe you have ADHD, Miss Sanders. For the span of a heartbeat, I didn't know which of us she was addressing. Even though my sister had divorced her pantload of a husband, Donna went by her hyphenated married name, Sanders Allen. I was just Bella, or witchling to a certain demon. But Donna already knew she had adult attention deficit hyperactive disorder. She had it and dealt with it like a champ. My twin squeezed my hand. I glanced over to where she sat. Her dark hair was bluntly cut and dyed to raven's wing black, hiding the telltale silver strands that threaded through her hair. Her green eyes drank in my face as though she waited for a reaction from me. "What?" I hissed at her. "Did you hear what she said?" Donna asked as though I were an idiot child. I might as well be. I'd once been powerful in my space, Storm Grove Manor, the type of creature with whom one did not fuck. In a bland doctor's office, with austere decor and strange scents, with the sounds of ringing phones and the indistinct chatter from the television carrying in from the waiting area, I was totally out of my element. The sentence had been delivered. The question, "What the hell is wrong with me?" finally had an answer. I shrugged in what I hoped was a nonchalant way. We knew it was a possibility. Donna deflated right before my eyes. What had she been expecting? For me to break down into tears? She ought to know me better. I never showed weakness to any potential enemy. And even though Dr. Edgars was just trying to help, I didn't trust her enough to let my guard down. Donna turned back to the doctor. On her lap sat a yellow legal pad, and I saw her glance down at it, checking over the questions she intended to ask. Does she need medication, do you think? She's still nursing her twins, so we're concerned about possible side effects. I turned my head and stared out the window at the naked tree branches, the dormant brown grass, and the wet pavement of the parking lot reserved for medical professionals. I didn't tell Donna that I wasn't concerned. It didn't matter if the doctor gave me medicine. I wouldn't take it. Magic was in my blood, not medications. The solutions to my problems wouldn't be found in this sterile space. I loved my sister, but we were two entirely different people. She could cling to her mundane solutions, but I wasn't about to ignore my legacy. Unnecessary at this time. When I tuned back into the conversation, Dr. Edgars was shaking her head. I think the wiser course of action is to track your day-to-day, Bella. See where you're struggling and try to come up with solutions that work for you. That's exactly what I intend to do. Thank you for your help, Doctor. We truly appreciate it. I clapped my hands on my knees and rose. But... Donna's brows pulled together, and she shot a panicked glance at her list. Come on, Donna, we've taken up enough of the doctor's time. I stared directly at her and could tell by the way she stiffened in the seat that my eyes had turned to mirrors.